Hey, I'm Kate Wells with Michigan Radio. There is a fierce debate happening right now in Michigan's LGBT community. Some activists are launching a big campaign to put civil rights for lesbian, gay, and transgender people on the ballot. But others say voters just aren't ready. Here is the reality of being LGBT in Michigan right now. You can be fired or evicted or have a doctor refuse to treat your infant child, just generally discriminated against, and there is legally nothing you can do about it. But trying to change that can be risky. When Houston, Texas put LGBT civil rights up for a vote this fall, it failed big time because of ads like this.
Any man at any time could enter a woman's bathroom simply by claiming to be a woman that day. No one is exempt. Even registered sex offenders could follow women or young girls into the bathroom. And if a business tried to stop them, they'd be fined.
Those attack ads focused on one tiny part of the civil rights proposal in Houston, that trans people could use whichever bathroom fits their gender identity. These attack ads twist that, literally showing a man in a woman's bathroom about to assault a little girl.
Protect women's privacy. Prevent danger. Vote no on the Proposition 1 bathroom ordinance. It goes too far.
These ads are lies. Law enforcement says there is no link between civil rights protections and bathroom assaults. But the problem is, those ads work, even in Michigan.
Once they're exposed to our opponent messages, we do not have a majority of Michigan voters with us on Election Day.
This is Amy Mello. She is a campaign expert with Freedom for All Americans, which is the national group fighting for LGBT civil rights. Mello says when they actually show Michigan voters the Houston bathroom ads, many voters who are otherwise telling pollsters, yeah, sure, I would vote for LGBT civil rights, those voters change their minds. Mello says, look, if Michigan puts a civil rights vote on the 2016 ballot, it will fail by about 700,000 votes.
So they're looking at a gap that is hundreds of thousands of changed minds. It's an incredible hurdle in front of them.
But forget the polling for a second. What these bathroom ads are also really good at doing is falsely depicting trans people as scary child molesters. And some trans people in Michigan are afraid that a big, heated political battle right now will put them in a dangerous spotlight. A lot of those fears came up at a packed meeting for LGBT groups this week.
We're already subject to just astronomical rates of violence and discrimination and murder.
This is Amy Hunter. She's a trans woman, and she's with the ACLU of Michigan, where she has already helped win LGBT rights in a few cities around the state. But even when they won, Hunter says, she was still a target.
You know, I got threatening phone calls. I was threatened with rape. And so I know that this happens in a political atmosphere.
She says right now, too many Americans think they don't even know a trans person. It's like marriage equality 40 years ago, she says. A cultural shift is going to take some time. But others in the LGBT community argue that time is not something that can be wasted right now. Not when so many LGBT people are dealing with discrimination that keeps them out of jobs, housing, healthcare.
And the fact of the matter is, unless we have laws in place, we can't promise people that we can really do anything to assist them.
This is Dana Nessel. She is a high-powered attorney who is leading the fight to put LGBT civil rights on the ballot in Michigan next year. Her coalition says the 2016 presidential election, with all the young, progressive voters it brings out, is the best time to win this fight in Michigan. And their polling shows that most voters in the state do support LGBT civil rights. They say if the LGBT community can work together to educate voters about why these bathroom attack ads are garbage, then they can win. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.